Our guest speaker for tonight is Carol Menard, and she's going to be talking about love is, let me tell you, between her and Dan, they really know the Course in Miracles. They're very well versed. So let's please give her a big hand.
Thank you, everyone. It's really wonderful to be here again. It's such a warm and loving group. So I'm very thankful to be here. Thank you for inviting me back. So we're talking about love. Love is the heart is a symbol of love. Love even has its own color, which is usually red or pink. Even way before the emoji came along, love had this heart. So when it's a symbol of everlasting happiness and joy. But there's really two kinds of love. There's the love that we experience here on earth. And that one isn't always a wonderful experience. And we all know that. Because we've all had our hearts broken from what we call love. So love can take you and soar you like an eagle. And then it can break you apart. But that's a worldly love, a love that is about control, a love that is not honest. So when you say you come from love, when you look at each other and you say, I love you, it's not the worldly love. It's the love of God. Love is what created us. God. We are the love of God. And if we could just feel that all the time, and it's possible. I kind of had a thought of how I was going to go on and on about worldly love. And somehow spirit just wanted me to skip right over that and just talk about the love of God, so love is you. You are love. And in this world of confusion and craziness and busyness, and we forget that we are love. I skipped right over the meditation, didn't I? Well, let's do that right now. So let's get comfortable. And if you wish to close your eyes, let all your thoughts just drift away like the snowflakes blowing in the wind. Don't settle on any thought. Just let it go by. Then you start feeling the warmth that's in you. Feeling the warmth in your throat, in your chest. Starting to go through your body, see that warmth as a glow, glowing outside you. And it's encompassing the person next to you. It's encompassing this room. And it's growing. That warmth, that love is growing. And it keeps going out. And everyone can feel it. We are that. And so it is. So slowly come back. So let's get back to love is. Love is hopeful and gentle and kind and fun. And wouldn't you rather be that? Do you know that deep down? Sometimes people feel that they have a lack of love because it was maybe they were deprived as a child. Sometimes children grow up and they don't feel that love from their parents. And then they take that with them and they feel that they're unlovable. And then they project that out into the world, and that becomes their messengers. And the Course tells us that whatever messengers you put out, that's what's going to come back to you. So we look for love in all the wrong places, but that's because you're projecting that out from you, that I'm unlovable. So then, whatever partner you pick, when it seems wonderful at first, and then when the romance kind of dies down, they bring you something else. But they're only bringing you the reflection of what you sent out. I feel unlovable. Well, let me show you. It's like a mirror. To say, yes, oh, look at, you are unlovable. And I'm going to show you. Because that's the messengers you put out. So your thoughts are prayers. Definitely. They're powerful. The Course says that they're meaningless. But they still have power. So you have to always be responsible for what you're seeing, because what you're seeing is actually what you've been thinking. But you can change that, because you're in charge of your own thoughts and your own experience. And I think all of you understand that. So when something happens out there that doesn't feel good, you have to take a deep look and very honest look at what you're putting out. I've had to do that. I've had to take a look at things because it wasn't a good feeling what was coming back to me. So then you can forgive it, which means give it over to the Holy Spirit. And that's the simplest thing you could do. Give the Holy Spirit everything. That's part of the teachings of when we were doing the shack. And that is what that movie is about. It's totally about forgiveness. and totally about the love of God. If you want joy and happiness and peace out in this world, that's what you have to be. You can't look for something that you're not. So be the very thing that you're looking for, because you are the very thing you're looking for. You are the love of God. And we're always safe. We're always safe in heaven. We never left. That's what the joy is. This is like a journey. And you can make it as difficult or happy and heart-filled as you want it to be. Don't be the victim. Don't be the victim of anything. Because you deserve all the happiness and joy that you can possibly hold in your heart. And you share it. I mean, what good is having love and joy if you can't share it with everyone? That's the purpose of love. It can't be contained. You share it with everyone. So smile more. Yeah, smile more. That's so important. Because when you smile, what's that song? When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. That is so true. And when you're sad and crying, people just stay away. Because it's like, I want to be left alone. You shut yourself off. And then you're grumbling why nobody calls you. And nobody wants to see you. And nobody wants to talk to you. And then you feel totally unloved and unlovable. And that's not really who you are at all. You are the very essence of God's love. You are the very center of the universe. You are so important. And your life is so important. You're like a piece of the puzzle. You're a piece of the puzzle of awakening. You're part of that salvation. You cannot be not a part of it. And something is missing. It'll never happen without you. That's how important you are. You're important to life. You're important to God's plan for salvation. And salvation is one of those words sometimes that is kind of a loaded word. Like we had someone ask one time, well, what am I being saved from? And what you're being saved from is your own crazy, insane thoughts that you think you're something other than love. That's what salvation is. So nothing is going to work until you realize who you are and that you are so important to God's plan for salvation. Because you are love. I love love. I'm in love with love. And because of it, I have a happy life. I'm not saying that we don't get into little scuffles now and then. It just doesn't last very long. I know I said this before, that I'm happier being happy. And that really makes sense to me. Why would I want to be upset and right and prove my point when I can just say, well, oh, that's okay. I just want to be happy. And the Holy Spirit listens to you. Always. I was going through some devastation not very long ago. I had cancer at one point. And if you had cancer, there's always a little fear that it would have. What if it comes back? Well, my ego knew what my little weakness was. And so when it was time to get my blood tested again, it was like it put me into a state of fear. Worse than it ever has been before. For I don't know why, but I was so gripped by fear that I couldn't stand it. And I was doing laundry. I remember I'm in the bedroom and I'm sorting out laundry and I'm just in this state. And I just yelled, "I just want to be happy." And I was. That's how fast that can happen. Because I was wholeheartedly really meaning I just wanted to be happy. That fear went away. Do you know how grateful I was? Do you know how much gratitude I felt? And how blessed I felt? We are not alone. And you're never alone. And God's will for you is perfect happiness. And that should be your will too. Because your will and God's will are one. It's kind of funny that there's people who, oh, that's your too much course and you're, you know, it's like if it's a bad thing, like what's bad about love and forgiveness? And it's just kind of like they think it's something foreign. Through A Course in Miracles, I have found joy and happiness and contentment. And that's available for everyone, all the time. So be the love that you are and share it. Share your smiles. Don't be afraid of people. I mean, sometimes if you ever, you know, you're in the supermarket or you're in a line or whatever, and the people are just, you know, they're afraid to talk to each other. They're standing right next to you. You know, you could turn around and smile. And have this sometimes conversation. It's so loving. It's so fun. People are so closed off. People are afraid of people sometimes. And we share this planet, we share this air, we share everything. We share a holy mind. They were looking for someone just like you to smile at them. I love you all. Thank you.